Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
To inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And today's rockstar, we've got Lauren Brooks. She's the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. Such a fun company. Tell me all about it.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So Little Wasted, we have a couple of different companies under it, but we are everything edible and everything glittery. So we do cocktail rimmers. We have a bakery line called Bakery Bling, and we have a children's line, which is for bakery and also little rimmers called Itsy Glitzy.
It's all about your love for glitter and putting it as accessories on your drinks, on your baked goods, right?
Absolutely. You know, someone asked me why, and I was like, because it's fun. It's great. And
do we need a reason to have fun?
No, we don't. No. You know, in today's world, you can have fun, and it kind of lightens the mood, and it's just fun.
Especially people need that just to brighten their day, right? Add a little glitter, a little glam.
As we say, add a little sass to your glass, or every dessert deserves a little bling.
I love it. That's so great. Now, your background is in TV.
It is.
In TV broadcasting. So tell me about that transition from television to entrepreneurship.
You know, after college, I did the route. I went to South Dakota, Tennessee, Oklahoma. I had a daughter too, so it was fun. I had a lot of time. I wouldn't take back any of those experiences. And I think TV taught me a lot. Being that you talk to new people every day, you're always trying to sell something, right? Whether it's yourself, the story, you just need someone to talk to. So you get really good at just, you know, selling and talking to people. And I think that's something
That's crucial for entrepreneurship. No,
it is. It's you know, I read a book recently, and it was called Emotional IQ. And it's dealing with other people and just how important that is. Because you can have the brightest IQ, but if you don't know how to work with others or sell to others, then you have a chance of failing.
Yeah. So what do you think is the key to working well with others, and especially in your business?
I think listening to people, but always understanding what they're saying. So the customer, you know, you learned early on, customer's always right no matter what. But you have to really, for us, we're so customizable, regardless if it's your cocktail rimmer or your baking topping. You know, we really work with our customers, and we always want them to be happy. So it's important.
So when did you come up with the idea? And then when did you realize that you were onto something?
So when we started Little Wasted, perfect name for liquor. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do a low calorie cocktail, but I wanted it to be in beautiful packaging, you know, leopard lace, the whole glitter experience.
And let me guess, because you wanted something like that, you're like, I'm going to create my perfect drink.
Oh, absolutely. My graphic artist, you know, here we have this beautiful bottle, but not understanding what could actually be put onto a bottle. It's not that easy, just creating a bottle, and yes, that's what we want. So I went and met with a distillery, and the guy was like, you don't want to get into liquor. And I was like, what? Why not? Who doesn't want to get into liquor?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, you know, you really should look at other avenues. You should try and do something like a cocktail rimmer. And I was like, cocktail rimmer. Okay. You know, and just, you know, it takes so long to go through all the government approvals. You have to get TTB, then you have to work with your state licensing, go through all that kind of stuff, the liquor license in the state. So I decided, okay, you know, let's look at these cocktail rimmers. And, you know, they were all just so boring. You get them in a, you know, it's just it, my thing. You have girls' night out, or you go into a bar, or there's happy hour. You're there to have a good time,
right?
So I started looking at all these flavors, and so our initial flavors we came out with all were edible glitters. We could put edible glitter hearts and stars and all these different shapes, lips. You know, we have one now. It's called Coconut Kiss, and it's coconut flavored and has little lips in it that are red and glittery. So it's fun, and we came out with flavors like cotton candy and birthday cake and toasted marshmallow, and then we have the lemon and things like that, and that's really how we started. You know, we went to one of the gift shows. So I remember my husband went, this was back, you know, a couple of years ago. I think I just had a baby. My mom went with us to help take care of the baby. My daughter was in Atlanta. We went to the gift show. And your initial thought is like, you love your product. So, you know, it's got leopard on the sides, yeah. You know, it's so cute. And we went to our first gift show and I figured, oh my gosh, this is just, you know, everybody was saying it's going to sell. And when I first went to that show, it was like, oh my gosh, there's so much more work that has to be done.
So what kind of work needed to be done, and why do you think it didn't sell as much as you thought at that point?
It sold well. I mean, we went into over 400 gift stores across the country. But what I think I failed was it's a product that belongs in a liquor store where, you know, when you go and you're going shopping for a party, you're going to shop for drink mixes, things like that. So someone who's having a party is most likely looking for a drink rim.
Right.
It's not your person at home on maybe a Monday night, Friday night, who gets home from work and is like, okay, I'm going to throw on a glittery rimmer to go on that drink.
It's so knowing where your audience is and how they're using your product
to
point you in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Of how to market it, where to market it.
Absolutely, because that's really important. Mm-hmm. And that was something maybe I hadn't necessarily thought about. So we did well. And I guess where, you know, it kind of evolved was when we had people from the baking industry asking us if we could do something like that for the baking industry.
So people were actually asking you for your product.
Absolutely.
In a different way.
Right. And because edible glitter is so expensive, I mean, it sells from anywhere from $150 to $300 a pound.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's really expensive.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. How do you even find edible glitter? Do you have it made specially for your company?
We do. So, you know,
you had to develop this product. Tell me what went into that.
I mean, we look at the market. Now, I mean, I look at the market a lot differently now than I did when I first came in, because when I first came in, I was trying to just get my sea legs, as I was called, sea legs on, or trying to understand, because, you know, I think the thing too is every industry I've gone into, I didn't have the knowledge of it. So it's not like I went to culinary school or I went to, you know, mixology school. I don't even know if they have a school for that. But it's not like I worked in bars or things like that.
Yeah.
I did TV. So I think that made me, it was good in the sense that I knew how to deal with people. So I think that's how I always made it. That's how I've made it as far as I've made it.
And you're always a student when you're in journalism and a reporter.
Right.
So you probably had that desire to research and figure it out.
Absolutely. So I think for us, you know, the baking industry started we went to a fancy food show and went in as a new company, and that did well for us. And and from there, you know, we went to the IBIE and the IDDBA shows, and we also had a distributor that we were working with very closely. I learned some lessons through that as well, but it's all kind of brought me to where we are now. And now we really started in the wholesale and the baking industry, and we're coming back to retail. So we're in Michael's. We're going into other large retail boxes, but we started wholesale. So we started going to the grocery stores, Safeways, Vons, all those, you know, large consumers that were using our product in their in-store bakeries or were using it on their products. I don't know, looking back at it now, I don't know if that was the right way to start or if we should have started with the smaller, you know, bakery stores and places like Michael's, even though Michael's is one of the largest bakery
store.
I mean, they're a craft store, but they have a large baking aisle.
Yeah.
So we went wholesale first.
Okay.
And but with that, I mean, we are OU, so we are in the process of being woman certified right now. We're OU kosher. We're certified organic. We're third party certified.
Wow.
I mean,
and obviously, as you mentioned, you're a people person, so I'm sure that's been a key factor in getting into these stores like Michael's. But beyond that, what's been your strategy for building these relationships so these stores will sell your product?
You know, I'm a kind of person, I email, even if I don't hear back, I'll email them again. Mm-hmm. And then a little time goes by, I'll email them again. I mean, I know how busy my own life is.
Right.
I have three children. So sometimes you forget about things or you're like, okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But I just keep after it. So
until they can't ignore you.
Well, and it's because it's a product I believe in. And so I know sometimes new is different and maybe new isn't always accepted. And I know it can take a long time. I think for me, this has been the hardest lesson I've learned. It's not everything happens today, but it takes time and it can take a lot of time. But I think I'm persistent and I'm a hustler. So I'll never give up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what has made me Little Wasted Bakery Bling successful is, you know, it was, I don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were on billion.
Keep sending those emails.
Keep sending them. You know, it's crazy because Tillman, we were on his show, Billion Dollar Buyer. I reached out to his head of beverage 2.5 years ago to get the cocktail rimmers. In my thought, it's a glitzy, which, you know, pink lemonade, Shirley Girl, Shirley Temple flavor, cola. It'd be perfect for Rainforest Cafe.
Uh-huh.
So I sent that email 2.5 years ago. And, you know, send us some samples. And then you don't ever hear anything back. And it's kind of crazy the way things work because everything works the way it's supposed to. No matter if you force it or if you don't, it's going to work out the way it is. But now we're in Mastro's. Now we're in. And I may have had to wait 2.5 years. But sometimes that's how long you have to wait.
Patience and persistence, so very key. We are going to be right back with my guest, Lauren Brooks. She's the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Every year, when your dad opens his Father's Day presents, you probably hear this familiar line. No, really, I love it. That's because finding the perfect gift for dads is hard, really hard. Thankfully, this year, there's Harry's. Guys everywhere have been flocking to Harry's.com to change the way they shave. This year, impress your dad with a Harry's shave set. All of Harry's shave sets include the finely crafted razors they've become known for, guaranteed to give him the close, comfortable shave he deserves. On top of that, the shave sets also include Harry's highly rated shaving cream, extra blades, and more. Put simply, Harry's is the gift he'll actually use. How can Harry's deliver a high-quality shave at an affordable price? By owning their own factory, that's how. So head over to Harry's.com to get Dad the gift he'll truly love. Use the code 8585 when you check out, and you'll even get $5 off your purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 8585. Harry's.com, code 8585.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Starting May 31st and for a limited time, Verizon customers can walk into any T-Mobile store, put their phone on a faster network built for unlimited, and get that phone paid off in full. Andrew Sherrard, CMO at T-Mobile.
We are throwing a lifeline to millions of customers trapped on Verizon's sinking network. Now you can ditch Verizon, keep your phone, and we'll even pay it off for you and the whole family. The latest super phones work great on T-Mobile's network ever since we rolled out Extended Range LTE. Now is the best time ever to make the switch.
For years, carriers have led you to believe the phones you buy from them only work on their network. That's how it used to be, but no more.
No more giving up your device, buying a new one, and transferring your photos, contacts, and apps. Now you're free to keep your phone and your number. No trade-in required. Simply port in a number with T-Mobile One, pop in a new SIM, and you're all set. It's that quick and easy.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley. This is Business Rockstars. And joining me, Lauren Brooks. She is the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. Now, we were touching on earlier how there's this fine balance between staying focused on your goals and letting them kind of organically evolve. Like, for example, you never thought you'd be in the baking industry. So how did you know that, you know what, there's an opportunity here and I do want to go in this direction?
You know, it's funny. I was talking to someone about that yesterday. I think you have to kind of see what's out there. There's so many people doing so many things now. And your business can change. It's like life. You may not expect it to change, but you kind of have to go with the flow. And I think for me, for a long time, that was hard because I had set myself out, even when I did TV, that this is what I was going to do. I was going to get back to LA and I was going to, that's what I was going to do. Things change. And sometimes products change or things like that happen. So I think for me, it was, there was an opportunity in the bakery industry. No one was doing what we were doing. So me, I said, let's run as fast as possible. And I think that's sometimes what you have to do. I mean, if there's a ton of products out there and yours necessarily may not be different, you have to find the difference.
Right.
And that's, I think, what you have to do now because there's so much competition in everything.
But sometimes, just because sometimes something is easier doesn't mean that that's the route you should take. It still has to be fun for you. It has to be a passion.
Right.
So how did you know that not only is this going to be a good opportunity, but I do want to spend my time and resources in this direction?
I love creating. So for me, creating all these different toppings for all these different desserts was a lot of fun. And even the cocktail rimmers, you know, I get to mix them, make them, flavors, all that type of thing. Different sugar pieces, whatever else we add to them. I enjoy doing that. So for me, it was creative. It was fun. And I liked doing it. And there was an opportunity in that industry. And I remember not even the first month after we had Bakery Bling, we saw a large purchase order come in from Safeway Vons. And, you know, and to me, that's like, oh my gosh, the product works,
yeah.
You know, and it's like seeing that vision become a reality. And then you see the potential, you know, that's just one grocery store or, you know, whoever may be selling it and the opportunity. That's to me, I always see all the opportunity. Even now, I mean, Bakery Bling's only been around for 2 years. We're in Michael's. We've done the Safeway. We've done a lot of other businesses. You know, we've worked with Disney. We do a lot of different work, but there's still a lot of opportunity that we haven't even tapped into.
Yeah. And you learned kind of the hard way, but a good lesson on spending money wisely, because recently you were putting money in a direction that you were realizing, okay, this is not going to pay off.
You know, and it is true. I mean, I think everybody needs a good mentor. My husband is, you know, probably I'm like more like this and he's like this. So he keeps me balanced.
But, so you would consider him a business partner as well or a mentor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he has his own businesses, but anytime I need to talk to someone, he's always there. Mm-hmm. And he said, Lauren, you have to stop throwing good money at bad. And for me, when we started Little Wasted, it was to have a liquor company. And I had gone through a few obstacles in that. And persistence, again, I'm very persistent. But sometimes you have to kind of sit back. And if something may not be going your way, it may not be the best thing to be persistent if you're throwing money at it. So we were trying to get this bottle packaged. And we had put a lot of money into the tooling of the bottle and other things. And the packaging wasn't going to work out. But they told us it was going to work out. So I kind of had to learn that lesson the hard way.
Sometimes you just cut your losses and move on.
And, you know, and I'm not saying the liquor won't ever happen. It's just not now.
Sometimes the timing has to line up.
So absolutely.
You figured out that this was the better thing to start with.
Well,
the bakery.
The bakery is doing so well.
Yeah.
That I need to put my focus into that.
Right. So, yeah, putting your focus into what's giving you the results the quickest.
It's working, and it may not be what you thought would work.
Yeah. So this has been wildly successful. It's grown 400% in the past year. What's been the key to that kind of growth?
I think persistence. You know, just keeping at it, realizing what the market is and how to go about it. Like I said, I'm not from the baking industry. So trying to find these contacts, trying to find out who's in charge, it takes work. But if you're willing to put in the hard work and be persistent, you're going to get results, especially if it's a product that works.
And you're kind of marketing to two different groups. One, the retailers, and then two, the customers.
Absolutely.
So how do you navigate that and make sure that you're talking to the people you need to talk to?
So I guess for social media, we have Little Wasted and we have Bakery Bling, and they are marketed completely different. Mm-hmm. So Little Wasted, Bakery Bling can be under Little Wasted, and obviously the Glass Glitz and the Issy Glitzy, that's all under Little Wasted. But as far as the Bakery Bling goes, it's marketed by itself. So that's mainly your cupcakes and your toppings and all that kind of stuff. I guess for the Bakery Bling, it's the at-home mom, you know, who's making cupcakes. I mean, that's a huge industry of people making things with their children, or someone who doesn't want to go out and buy the $80 birthday cake and they want to have a fun event with their kids, or making cookies for Valentine's Day. So we definitely cater to them. We're starting to do a lot of videos and showing people how to use the Bakery Bling and you know, invite them into our kitchen. And then for the Little Wasted side, it's just marketing the cocktails, maybe shaking a cocktail. We have floating glitters that go in the cocktail. So you can have like the glittery stars on the top of the cocktail, or the hearts, or the things like that.
And speaking of social media, anytime you can be very visually appealing on social media, it does very well. Like, for instance, I took a photo of these gorgeous cookies that you gave me. They are so beautiful and different. Like you said, it's like distinguishing yourself in this industry.
Absolutely.
Of bakery.
And that's what you want to do, is distinguish yourself. What sets you apart?
Mm-hmm. So tell me, do you have any tips or tricks for staying organized and for time management?
I need someone to teach me some of those tricks. For me, organization is important because it's what keeps you organized, knowing everything. I keep myself organized, whether I do a good job at it or a bad job. I mean, I always know everything I have to do. I make lists the night before of everything that I need to check off, so I don't wake up during the night thinking about certain things, but I have all lists. I make a lot of lists for myself.
It's so necessary, yeah.
I know. And then I check them off the next day and make sure I get everything done.
Are you more of like a physical list in front of you on a piece of paper?
Absolutely.
Or is it digital?
Nope. I'm a list in front of, I guess I'm old school. I like to write it out and know exactly what I'm doing. So, you know, in my briefcase, I have sheets of paper that I write my list. And then, so what's it called? You know, the paper that's like,
like the yellow pad? Or?
Yeah. Mine's white, but. So then the papers can't ever lose themselves because they're attached as well.
Oh, there you go. That's
so
good.
I just go on to the next page and the next page, because I write down ideas all throughout the day. I mean, we have new products coming out. We have patents on things. We have trademarks. Mm-hmm. Just trying to keep organized.
And obviously, you need to be very creative and innovative in your business. Do you have a strategy for being those things?
No, I mean, I try and work on it every week. So I try and take a few hours a week and, you know, think about what's needed. You have an industry that's so, there's so many products out there, but what's needed? You know, mm-hmm. we talked about it, the sprinkles, the nonpareils, they've been out for so long. The Quinn shapes. So trying to think of new products.
Yeah, how do you disrupt the business and the old model?
And it takes a while. It's not something you're going to roll out and say, okay, here's a new product. You use
yeah.
it. They have to keep seeing it. It's repetition, it's repetition, it's repetition.
Great advice. I love it. So much good stuff. Thank you so much to my guest, Lauren Brooks. She is the CEO and founder of Little Wasted. And we are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
All this week, an advocate for the scientific side of agriculture takes on the critics. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion. To be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through June 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Business Rockstars, I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We've got Regan Hillier joining us. She's the founder of Regan Hillier International. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about your company. What do you do?
Absolutely. So we're all about disrupting people's vision of normal. Okay. So two core things that we help people with. One is really success mindset and helping people shift their external reality from going within. And then the other side of things is helping people with a really big message that they know that they're just born to share with the world. You know, artists, leaders, creators, entrepreneurs, visionaries, helping them unlock that and then monetize that and create a whole lot of impact through that. You know, these are people that want to make millions and impact millions of people in the process.
Fantastic. Is there a specific age range? I know that a lot of millennials are kind of fitting into that category because I'm in a similar space.
Right.
But is there a specific type of person that you work with?
There is a big range. There's a lot of women that do show up and they tend to be kind of like 25, 28, right through to kind of 40-ish. But we get people either side, but that's kind of the core of it.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. What did you do before this, though? I always like to know somebody's like kind of journey.
Right.
What led into this? Was it a mentor? Was it like Tony Robbins, who was it?
Yeah, look, it has been a really organic process. You know, I definitely wasn't someone who was like, oh, you know, I'm going to be a coach and then like did a life coaching course and here we are. It really wasn't that. It was my own organic journey of being really kind of unsatisfied with what I was doing in my life. And so I grew up in Auckland, New Zealand, and had a, you know, amazing education, but was very much told that I had to go to school and work really hard and get good grades and follow that system, right? So I did that, and I was at university studying architecture, of all things, right?
How do you help people architect their life?
Right, exactly. I've never used that degree in my life ever, but I was sitting there actually in a university lecture, and the lecturer walked in, and he's like, you know, welcome future architects. I want you to picture your future 20 years out from now. And I did that, and I felt sick in my stomach. And I was just like, man, like, just because I can do this and just because I'm kind of good at this isn't me, though. And so that's what threw me into personal development and really, you know, soul searching at a really young age and going, why am I here? And what's my purpose in life? And how do I do something that I love and actually make an impact? It really started there.
Fantastic. And who was the first person that you worked with? You don't have to say their name necessarily, but I think that for people on their journey, as you know, because you work with them, the hardest part is usually getting the first person, getting the first person to pay you to essentially get you started.
Right, you mean my very first client?
Your very first client.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny, I remember it down to a T. I charged, I think, $300 for like 3 months of coaching. Like, it was like below minimum wage. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. But I remember, and what's interesting is that this lady is still in my community now. Wow. And actually is still enrolled in my products and services. But, you know, people often ask, you know, what's your proudest moment? And that was one of them. It was receiving that $300.
It is,
Because all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, this actually works. Like, like someone actually believes that I can add value. Like, this is so cool. And that's what really helped it roll.
It reminds me of like people with a restaurant. You see, they have like their first dollar made, like laminated on the wall. So what do you feel like are some of the things that ultimately hold people back? You figured it out for yourself and you help others now, but for people joining us and your audiences as well,
right?
What do you think are some of the basic things that hold people back from cutting the cord from their job and ultimately going after their dreams, having the income and the impact that they can in the world?
Totally. Look, I think the biggest thing is mindset. It really is. You know, there's so many people that they're looking for the perfect strategy. And this was me, right?
Perfect time to start, right?
Right, exactly, right. And so this was me. You know, I dug into personal development and I was literally just doing anything I could get my hands on. So I was attending wealth creation seminars and I was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to invest in property. I'm going to learn how to trade currency. I'm going to learn how to start a business, sales, online business, everything, right? And I was like, why is nothing working? I was getting into all of this debt, right? Yeah. And I said to one of my mentors, I was super frustrated. I said to him, look, maybe I'm not meant to be successful. You know, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I should just have a job. And he turned around and he laughed at me, like literally in my face, right? And he said to me, he's like, Regan, you've got it all backwards. He's like, look, success is 80% psychology, right? It's 80% mindset and internal wiring. And then only 20% what you do on the outside. And he's like, how much work are you actually doing to condition yourself to succeed? And that's when it clicked for me. And that's when I started doing the internal work. And that's when everything started to shift. So I think too many people are stuck in the how and stuck in the what's the perfect strategy and like, oh, just work harder and it'll change, when really they need to change them.
Well, I think that that's the perfect thing, because I think environments are ultimately what create our conditioning and our beliefs and our values. And one of our biggest environments is, we've all heard, is like the five people we hang out with most. So I think that's one thing that you can do to start shifting how you're thinking, feeling, and behaving is who you hang out with. But what are some other like maybe not so common things that people can start doing to condition their mindset.
Totally. Well, I would highly recommend that you have some sort of daily mindset routine or ritual.
Well, what's yours look like?
Absolutely. So I do a lot of journaling. And for me, I don't think it matters too much how you do it. You know, you can meditate, you can journal, you can visualize, you can Tony Robbins run around and shout and scream and do affirmations, right? It doesn't really matter what you do as long as you get to the emotional trigger point of actually feeling what you're creating and really living into that. So for me, you know, I do a lot of journaling every single day. I sit down and I start writing out my big picture reality that I'm creating. I dig into identity work of really asking myself, well, you know, who do I need to become in order to create this? And digging into, well, what do I need to believe, right? And really just doing the daily internal work and affirming a lot of it over and over and over again. You know, if someone did that just for 10 minutes a day, their life would look so different.
That's so true. And those little tiny morning rituals and the rituals throughout the day, I think, have been one of the biggest things that shifted my success. It sounds like the same thing for you.
Absolutely.
And I feel like for everyone else that's come on the show.
Yes.
Founder of Regan Hillia International, Regan Hillia is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I want to talk about habits and rituals again for one last second.
Cool.
What do you feel like, outside of the mindset thing, is something that people can start doing for the strategy side? You said 80% of success is the mindset, the psychology. 20% is sort of the things that you're doing, strategies and the tactics.
Absolutely.
What are some of those things?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, you know, it's kind of different depending on where people want to go, right? Because obviously everyone has a slightly different big picture vision. But something I do, which makes sure that I'm always taking aligned action, is I look at, okay, cool, if this is my big picture vision or reality, and if I was in a place where I knew that was done, like if that was locked and loaded in my future, I ask myself, well, what would I be doing now in order to have this show up faster, right? And I just start writing it down. I'd be like, well, I'd contact this person, I'd do this, I'd hire this person, I'd do that, and then start doing it, right? And so if you actually go through that process, then you're not going to be just busy being busy. You're actually going to be doing the work, but it's going to be shifting you forward in an aligned way.
I want to know from your perspective what you feel like, because there's a lot of people out there that haven't done this yet. Are three things that ultimately every beginning entrepreneur needs to know. So I cut the cord from my job. I'm in like that first beginning stage of starting my business. What are three things that I absolutely need to have in place or be aware of?
Totally. So I would make sure that whatever you're doing is aligned with who you actually are, what you enjoy. It's very, I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy to go and create a company, but it's easy to create a company that you don't love, right? So I would make sure, firstly, that you're doing something that comes from within, that you really care about, that you live into, that is just a part of you, because then when it gets tough, and it will, that will keep you going. So that's the first thing. Second thing, I would find out, okay, cool, what kind of people do I want to help and what are their biggest problems, right? Because obviously you need to be solving their problems or helping them on those pathways in order to exchange some value. And then thirdly, it sounds silly and basic, but you need to get in front of those people. You need to actually launch, right?
Yeah.
You need to actually put your offers out there into the world. There are so many people and they're like, oh, you know, I've got all these great ideas. I know who I'm going to help and I'm just not making the money I want. And I'm like, well, how often are you getting in front of them? And they're just not, right? So yeah, I think those are three core things.
I think that's fantastic. And I love that you said, you know, a lot of times people end up creating a business that they hate.
Yeah.
And so many people that have jobs are like, man, if I could just start my own business, and they create a worse, a lower paying job where they work more hours. So
exactly.
I love that you brought that up.
Right.
So what are some different ways people can get in front of them? I know that you help people do this. So break down for us. What are like some simple ways right now, anybody tuning in with us can start right now getting their message in front of people?
Absolutely. So for me, online is the answer, right? I really think, you know, if you're not online, if you're not on social media, if you're not growing these platforms, like, you're going to be left behind, right? So it can be as simple as simply going, okay, cool, what do I have to say right now? Okay, what do I have to say? And then what is my offer, which is going to lead people into taking some sort of action with me so I can help them, right? And so for me, it's simply, it could be writing that, it could be speaking that in a video, it could be doing a live stream about that on any of your platforms that you have. Now, I'm guessing everyone has like a personal Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
And so many people go, oh, but I don't have a platform, or I don't have a network, or I don't have a business. No, you actually do, right? Mm-hmm. And you will have some people that are following you and connected with you on there. And you don't necessarily know all of those people in this day and age, right?
Yeah.
So I'd be getting that authentic content out there with a call to action and just getting it out on those platforms. Like, just start. It can be that simple.
And video. I mean, video is one of the biggest trends right now.
Yeah.
It's like so many people are afraid to just turn their camera on and then film themselves either on their laptop or their phone. But it is that easy. And I think a good message is, your first 100 videos may suck.
Yes.
I'm sure yours, like mine, probably weren't as good as they are
now. Totally sucked.
And didn't have a studio and lights and stuff.
Right.
It starts with just a phone.
Uh-huh.
And I think you can still make millions of dollars and impact millions of people just with your phone.
You can.
What do you think has been the biggest aha moment for you? I think that when you get started in business, you kind of learn some things, realize some things.
Uh-huh.
You get in 10 years, 20 years in business, you make your first million, 10 million and beyond.
Yeah.
And you sort of have aha moments or light bulb moments.
Right.
What do you think was one of yours?
I think one of the biggest things is that keeping it simple is sometimes the answer. Right. Especially online, it's very easy for people to get wrapped up and going, okay, cool. You know, I need this big, complicated launch strategy and I need this, I need that. And I need, you know, all this technology to support me. And sometimes, you know, some of my most successful launches and things that I've done online have been literally just going, wow, like I feel really cool to do this. Like you said, turning the camera on, yeah. just going, guys, I'm running a webinar tomorrow, jumping on, doing it, yeah. speaking from the heart, and then having the offer at the end. Like, it can be that simple. And yes, you know, the other stuff can work, and you can spend all this time, like, planning and launching and doing all this stuff. But yeah. for me, I just, it's a constant reminder of, like, keep it simple, because that's the stuff that works.
That's fantastic. And I think yeah. it's so much easier nowadays to overcomplicate things,
right.
and that's what holds people back.
Yeah.
But I love that. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
But the people out there who don't know, like, how is it the right time to start? How is it the right time to hire you or go to you mm-hmm. to help me get my message out there?
I think you really just have to make a decision. You know, there's no one externally going, you're now ready, or you need to do this, or you need to climb this ladder. Like, it really comes from you, right? Okay. So I think you just need to sit down, get really clear on, okay, where do I want to go, and then choose. And if you feel like you're not ready and you want to sit in your job for 6 months, then fine, go do that and be okay with that.
Yeah.
Or if you're ready to go all in now, make a decision to go all in.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on the show, Regan.
Great to have
thanks.
Me.
Thanks. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
To be a great leader these days, you do not need a new set of skills. You simply need to execute the traditional ones at a higher level. Here's a few tips to become a better leader at work. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, lead by example. Leaders need to show, not just tell. If you want your employees to be punctual, make sure you're there on time or even early. Number two, find a mentor. The best leaders out there know when they need help and they know where to turn in order to get it. Nobody can know everything, so finding someone you trust for advice when things get tough can make all the difference. Number three, never stop improving. Great leaders are constantly learning and always trying to improve themselves. There's always something that you can work on or a new skill to master. Be sure to keep your mind open to new ideas and possibilities. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Negotiate your way to a more successful business. Joining us is an expert on the topic. We've got Wendy Dutwin in the building. She's the founder of Limelight Media.
Hi.
Break it down for us. You're the expert on this.
Absolutely. So, you know, the ways that you negotiate to a more successful business really starts with identifying who is the person you're negotiating with.
Okay.
So you have to identify your client. Who's the client that I'm going after? And what do I bring to the table that they need, that I can provide more than anybody else?
Okay, so you become indispensable, or like the irresistible person. You have to go with you.
That's absolutely right. Okay. And you have to know what you're talking about, which means that you have to have a good elevator pitch, and you have to be able to back up what you're saying with concrete details. So let's say you don't have a whole big portfolio the way that I do today. How did I do that when I started out? I really sold myself on my background, my experience, my education, my skills in production, my skills in multitasking and organization, and I was able to have my client take a leap with me. And then that's when the hard work comes in. So the second thing to, you know, negotiate your way to a better business is to back up what you say you're going to do and do it. So if it means working long hours, if it means making yourself indispensable in the sense of I'm available to them 24/7 initially, it's important because you're trying to build a trust and a rapport. You can structure some boundaries later on, but when you're building a business, you want to make sure that the client knows that they have you at all times and that, you know, you're going to be there for them at every turn. And I would say the next thing is being able to multitask, absolutely finding ways to not just do the job that you say you're going to do. When I started out, it was just negotiating a talent deal and then moving on to the next. But it's like, what if I help you negotiate the hair, makeup, and wardrobe for the talent? What if I do the talent itinerary for you and set the cars and book their travel? All of a sudden, I'm taking work off their plate so they can focus on the big picture of the campaign.
And you know that that's inevitably going to be pieces of the puzzle. You're initially maybe providing A, but then there's going to be B, C, D, E, F, G, other things. If you can just take that off their plate, you become even more valuable than somebody who may provide the same service but doesn't do that.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So then they're going to compare. And if I'm offering it at the same, relatively, you know, the same cost that, you know, my competitors are providing it, but I'm giving them so much more service for their buck, then they don't, you know, they don't care so much about what they're paying me because they know they're getting so much for it. What initially comes out of that as well is you start to build your network, you know. Then I'm starting to have relationships with the agents, managers of hair, makeup, art artists, you know, hair, makeup, wardrobe people. And I'm building my network in the entertainment industry. And then I'm building my network on the client side because then they're referring me to other teams within their corporation. Oh, I just did this amazing deal with Limelight Media. You guys have to call them. All of a sudden, you're building your network base. The next thing is follow through. Maybe you get a no the first time. So many people take no and that's it. They walk away. No doesn't mean no. You know, not in my business anyway. You're polite. You build a rapport. You keep a relationship. You check in with them. You become friendly with the assistant. You learn about birthdays and, you know, important things for these clients. And then you start to follow up with them so that there's a personal relationship that starts to develop as well. And they don't feel that it's just a business transaction. There starts to be a trust. So maybe they don't use you this time around. And then you get a call 3-4 months later and there you are. So I think
I've got a couple things on that note. So you were saying how if you can put other pieces of the puzzle in place, negotiating your way to a more successful business becomes easier because now of all the different options out there, you're providing a higher quality service that maybe even provides more things that are inevitably going to be needed for whatever it is you're providing. You're bolting those in. But what if somebody says, hey, I don't provide those other services, though I just provide this. I know you got the answer because we were just talking about bringing other people in.
Yeah.
So somebody says, but I only provide this one service. We don't provide all the other services that they might need.
Right.
What do you say to somebody like that?
What I say to someone like that is I think it's very important to be very good at what you do and to do it well. You have a niche and you do it well. And that's what we certainly do at Limelight Media. We're known for our celebrity procurement. That is what we do. However, part of celebrity procurement, it's an umbrella that oversees a lot of other elements for our clients. You have to be able to diversify. You have to be able to expand. It doesn't matter if you don't do those other things. If it's a service that your client needs and you feel that there's certain people within your organization that can provide it, a lot of it is just coordination and logistics.
Okay.
And it saves our clients a lot of wear and tear because they don't have to worry about it because we're overseeing it. It adds to the indispensability of you know, a corporation knowing that we've got their back. You know, we're boutique, absolutely. But by having these different, you know, streams of revenue, we're able to help our clients across the board. We're one-stop shop.
Which is great because I think that 100% every business should definitely go niched. I hate nothing more when I'm consulting for a company and they go, well, who's your target audience? Well, it's really everybody. And I go,
Wrong.
I don't care if a glass of water really is for everybody.
Right.
We got to pick a niche because that's the only way we're going to stand out in all the noise.
Absolutely.
From all the other water out there, we got to pick a niche. And you can use the same product in every marketing campaign, just use a different targeted niche.
That's right.
But so I love the fact that you said you got to go niche, but you're doing a disservice to your client if you're not going out there knowing they're going to need, moving forward, this service, and this service.
Yeah.
And at the very least, you're not going out finding those key, high-quality relationships that are in alignment with the same thing you provide, quality of service I'm talking about.
That's right.
And then saying, hey, look, if I'm talking to a client and they need service A, B, and C, would you be willing to structure a deal to set up some type of a referral thing where I know they're going to need somebody and I don't want my client going out there guessing who's the right person.
Exactly.
When I already know from your track record, you're the best. I can refer people to you. So
yeah, you nailed it. It's still niche.
It's still niched.
It's just providing more service that niche.
Exactly. So the next thing was, I'm glad that we honed in on that. Second thing was, as you were saying, you've got to be persistent. I 100% agree. I think most entrepreneurs and just people in general in life will never experience the health, the wealth, and the happiness they're capable of, and the income and the impact they're capable of because of fear of rejection.
Correct.
And I'm sure you, like me, both struggled with our fear of failure and our fear of rejection when we were getting started as entrepreneurs.
That's right.
Because you're selling yourself.
Right.
And you're selling a service. And I think it's super important to talk about at some point on everybody's journey in negotiating, you're going to hear the word no. You're going to get rejected a lot. So that's why I'm bringing this up, is you've got to reframe your perception about what failure and rejection means to you. Because if failure and rejection is, oh, it's painful. For me, I learned how to reframe. Failure and rejection is like, yes!
Yeah.
It's the stairway to getting a yes.
I love that you're saying that.
So how have you learned to reframe this?
That is fantastic. Yeah, you have to reframe it because otherwise you get defeated and apathetic. And then no business can grow from that attitude at all. I think the best lessons in my career have been learned from the mistakes I've made, not the successes.
Yeah.
And I think by learning from those mistakes, I've been able to be of value to my clients.
Negotiating tips and tricks from the expert herself. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.